North Carolina Senator John Edwards raised more money in the first quarter of 2003 than any other Democrat running for president. But presidential campaign dollars don't necessarily translate into support back home for Edwards. A recent poll shows a majority of North Carolinians oppose his presidential candidacy. This weekend, as part of his 50th birthday celebration, Edwards focused on voters in his home state. Lita Hartman reports.
When Senator John Edwards meets voters, be it in Iowa or New Hampshire or anywhere else, one of the first things he wants them to know is that he grew up in a small North Carolina town where his father worked in the mill. He says his upbringing qualifies him as an advocate for ordinary folks. At a town meeting in Raleigh this weekend, Edwards plays up his roots even more.
I am going to make the people of North Carolina proud in this campaign because we're going to show the rest of the country what we're really made of. Hard work, responsibility, fairness, opportunity for everybody. This is the America we believe in.
Naturally, Edwards would like a nice send-off from the people back home in his quest for the White House. So it comes as a bit of a surprise that a recent poll published in the Raleigh News and Observer shows a majority of North Carolinians oppose his run for president. The poll also says that if the election were held today, President Bush would beat Edwards in North Carolina by 18 points. Some of the disapproval comes from a sense that this first-term senator hasn't paid his dues.
He ticks me off. That's an acceptable word.
That's Cynthia Edwards, no relation to the senator, who's posting mail at a local shopping center.
I feel like he didn't hold the office very long at all, okay? It was like, talk about a springboard.
Not enough experience or too ambitious.
I just feel like he used it as a springboard and didn't devote himself to North Carolina.
Edwards hasn't exactly abandoned the state. In fact, he's not just running for president, he's also running for re-election to the Senate. One of his rivals, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, did something similar in 2000 when he ran for two elective offices. But political analyst Ted Bile of the University of North Carolina says Lieberman had a longer track record with the voters.
He'd been in the legislature, then he was attorney general, and then he was in the U.S. Senate. And so when he ran as part of the ticket in 2000, he also was running for re-election to the U.S. Senate.
But he could pull it off.
He could pull it off because he had that long heritage there.
Hey, Boo. How you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
At a barbecue yesterday, Edwards responds to the disapproval question by saying it's still early in the campaign. He says he expects North Carolina voters to come around once they hear less about his travels, less about his fundraising, and more about what he stands for: reducing the deficit, opposing tax cuts for the rich, and investing in education and health care. His best answer, though, comes unsolicited at the town meeting.
Sometimes people ask me, people will say, you've got time, you know, why are you doing this now? You've got time. You could do this later. You've got plenty of time. Well, I don't. I don't have time. Our state doesn't have time, and our country certainly doesn't have time. We have got to take control of this government out of the hands of that handful of insiders who are running it right now and give it back to its people.
As for the polls showing him losing to President Bush in his own home state, Edwards draws a comparison with another former Democratic president. At this same time in the 1992 election cycle, he says, Bill Clinton trailed George Bush Sr. in Arkansas by 25 points. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Raleigh, North Carolina.